Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
You see, if you're born again, you belong to Christ. Now watch what he says here. And now that you belong to Christ, you are what? The true children or the true seed of who? So where he said to Abraham and his seed, now you showing me, God, that I'm actually born again because I belong to Christ now by receiving his work. I'm now the seed of Abraham, and therefore you are his heirs, and God's promise, the same ones that he gave to Abraham, belong to you now. Whoa. Now, we know Abraham was healthy, wealthy, and wise. How many of you would like to have the same thing? Well, it's yours. It's ours already. Listen. And now that you belong to Christ, how many of you are children of Christ? You gave your life for Jesus, right? He says, and now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children, the seed of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promises to Abraham belongs to you. What did he promise Abraham? Oh, I tend to recall that he said, all the nations will be blessed through the seed. And I recall he said, I will greatly bless you and multiply you, and you will possess the gates of your enemies, and you'll be the conquerors, not the defeated. That's to the heirs. Because he said, the promise I've given to Abraham, I'm giving to you. Oh, come on. That's some whooping and a hollering stuff right there. You guys might not want to believe it, but I believe it, and God's pouring the blessings on. The buildings are coming. I've got something else. I'm going to shock the rest of you. You see, it's all about kingdom advancement. It's not about me. Look what I've got in my empire. I've got nothing. God owns me. He owns all that I've got. Every cent in my pocket's his anyway. Amen. And God looks for those that are faithful. He looks for those that are not stingy. Because you don't get a cheerful, stingy giver. And now that you belong to Christ, wow, you are the true children, seed of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promises to Abraham belongs to you. Oh man, that's good news. Galatians 3:14. The blessing he gave to Abraham might extend to all nations through the anointed one, Jesus. And we are the beneficiaries of this promise of the Spirit that comes only through faith. We got the Holy Spirit. We got the blessing. We got all the promises of Abraham. Galatians 3:13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, for it is written, cursed is anyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. Amen. Come on. Amen. Which is the promise of the Holy Spirit. Woo. My excitement should be enough for all of you, because the blessings are pouring on. They're pouring on. You started with the blessings. Now you continue to grab them, my brother. You just say, hey, Lord, I can handle this. Because so many people, when it starts pouring, you can't handle it. When the blessings start coming, say, I can handle it. I can handle it. I can handle it. Oh, yeah, I got room. Yeah, I got room. Yeah. Oh, we don't limit God's blessings. You want to bet you do. And I'm going to show you now. You want to see? Let me first show you this. Jesus, this is the Passion Version. Jesus, our Messiah, was cursed in our place, and in so doing dissolved the curse from our lives, so that all the blessings of Abraham can be poured out upon even non-Jewish believers. Ooh. I'm trying to show you every translation that I can show you, so you can say, wow, it actually does mean me. Because you see, I know who I am now. I'm a child of God. You understand? I have what he says I have. I can do what he said I can do. And I am what he says I am. I have it, I can do it, and I am. I believe it. You need to believe it true. And I'm telling you, the blessings just come to the children of God, the seed of Abraham. I'm a seed of Abraham. I'm in covenant. I have a covenant agreement. Oh, yes. Vince, what God's got in your life is only the start of what you're about to see. Stick around what you're about to see. God is about to exponentially bless the people with your bees. You ain't got enough trees. Just watch out. Let me show you now. Look what he says here. Jesus, our Messiah, was cursed in our place, and in so doing dissolved the curse from our lives, so that all the blessings of Abraham can be poured out upon even non-Jewish believers. And now God gives us a promise of the wonderful Holy Spirit who lives within us when we believe in him. Amen. The day I said, yes, Lord, was the day the Holy Spirit came. And now I say, great is he that's in me. than the devil and all his cronies that are in the world. Ain't going to get me. All right, last scripture, and then I'm going to give you one more scripture. Philippians 4:19 from the Passion Translation was the same as the other one we saw. The picture with the guy sitting on the little island. I am convinced that my God will fully satisfy every need you have. Fully satisfy. Don't think that God will only heal half of the cancer. He'll heal it all. He will fully satisfy you. Don't think he'll only give you enough just to scrape by. He will fully satisfy you that you got that and then some. But you've got to start to believe this way. You've got to start to expect this way. You've got to start to receive this way. Can I block my blessings? You want to bet you can, and I'm going to show you now. All right. So look what he says. I am convinced that my God will, satisfy your every need you have. For I have seen the abundant riches of glory revealed to me through the anointed one, Jesus Christ. Wow. Now remember last week, we looked at the widow. Remember the widow woman? And Elijah, how many of you remember that? You know the story, right? You remember, brother? So the widow woman was dying. There was a drought. It had been 3.5 years. She was in this drought. She only had a little cruse of that much oil, and she had a little bit of flour for that much bread. And the prophet comes and says, can you get me some water in the middle of a drought? And she says, and then he says, she's going to get it. See, you've got to be willing and obedient. Amen. Then you're going to eat the good of the land. Yes, typical example of that right now. Isaiah 1:19, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Watch what he says here. She says, on her way to get him water, she's willing and obedient. He says, and make me a piece of bread first. And she says, the Lord knows that I've got enough flour and enough oil to make one cake, and then my son and myself are going to eat it, and we're going to die. Right? So then he says, that may be so, but make one for me first. And she does, willing and obedient. Amen. And she comes back, and that little cruse of oil lasted for up to 3 or 3.5 years. It would have lasted forever. It says it lasted and lost, and they ate and they lived off that. The family lived off that until the drought ended and it changed. And they were good, right? You all remember that? Okay, now we saw that because Elijah was in covenant, she wasn't even an Israel woman. She was a widow from Zarephath. She was a heathen, according to the Jewish standards. And because he was in a covenant with God Almighty, God said, your seed will bless all the nations of the world. Amen. Right? So she was blessed through a covenant seed person. Are you getting this? Yes. You better get it. Now, another woman had a great need. There's another woman in the Bible. Her husband left her in a lot of debt. Her and her children, two sons. Her husband served Elisha in the kingdom, in their ministry, served Elisha, and then he ups and dies. I don't know why he died. He just died. Doesn't say how old or whatever. He died. And he left them in so much debt that the creditors were coming to take the children into slavery. They were going to sell them to pay off their debt into slavery. Now, that's a pretty bad place to be. Would you agree? Can you imagine they're coming to pick up your children? Can you imagine? Now, watch what happens. She goes to the man of God. 2 Kings 4, verse 1. One day, the widow of a member of the group of prophets came to Elisha and cried out, my husband who served you is dead, and know how he feared the Lord. You know how. But now a creditor has come, threatening to take my two sons as slaves. She was in big trouble. Big trouble. Would you say she's in big trouble? Yes. Right? Everyone say, but God. But God. You see, I don't care where you're at. Doesn't matter how bad it is. But God. You better have a but God in your vocabulary. Amen. You better say, yeah, it doesn't look good, but God. You better say, yeah, the doctor said, but God. You better say, the bank manager said, but God. You better say, the doctor said, but God. I'm telling you now, you better have a but God in your mouth. Really? You better believe, because it's by believing and staying in faith that you receive. You see, even the demons believe, but they don't receive. Everyone can say, I believe, but you're not in faith. You better get sure your faith is out there and exercise your faith. Release your faith. Speak your faith out of your mouth. And we've taught that 1,000 times. Now watch what he says, yeah? So she's in trouble. Verse 2. What can I do to help you? Elisha asks. Tell me, what do you have in the house? Nothing at all except a flask of oil. Olive oil, she replies. So Elisha says to her, okay, I've got something to work with. See, some of you guys may have nothing to work with. My wife, when she first started going to church, she didn't have money. She took a button off her coat, a nice button, and put it in the offering. Amen. Give God something to work with. Show him some faith. Show him some trust and belief. Amen. There were 12 in the boat. One got out. And that one was the one who preached the first service for God. Give him something to work with. Amen. So he says, what can I do? What do you have in the house? Nothing. But she says, nothing at all. Except a little bit of olive oil. You see, what you've got in your hand is more than enough to do what needs to be done. What you got in your house, in your wallet, in your pocket, in your car is more than enough for God to do what he needs to do. Moses just had a stick. He had a rod. What did God do? You saw. Amen. And so he tells her, I need you to do this thing. Go to all your neighbors, all your friends, and get as many empty vases as you can, or pots. Right? I say vase because I'm from a country where we speak proper English. You say vase because you're still trying to learn. But it's a vase, right? Or pots. That's another joke, okay? So bring as many as you can. So she goes, she sends her sons and herself, and they go collecting from their friends. Give me a pot, give me a pot, give me a pot, give me a pot. So she gets all these pots together, and he says to her, she says to him, I've got it. I've got all the stuff. So he says, okay, take that cruse of that little bit of oil you said is all you've got. I've got nothing except, remember she said that? He said, take the except, take the nothing that you've got and pour it into each pot. Amen. So she goes, she takes the cruse, little jar like this, and she's got a pot that size, and she pours and pours and pours, and glug, 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 fills up. She goes to the next one, pours and pours and pours and pours, glug, 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 fills up. She gets to the next one, glug, 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 and she pours and goes to the next one, goes to the next, until every pot in the house is full and she runs out of pots. You can limit God. She could have got just 5 or 6 or 3. She got from all her friends, it says she had quite a lot. But that was the limit that she could receive. You see, a lot of us, we've got a limit that we can believe for. Evidently, mine's gone up. Because now it's 75,000 square feet. Plus this, plus that, plus more. So my limit and the lid has come up higher and lifted. But you go through stages. So don't feel bad. You go through stages, different stages. And when he meets the need down there and you see that you can believe for a little bit more. And he's, of course, if he took you from there to there, you'd have a heart attack. You couldn't do it. He's got to take you in stages. Because if we got this, before we got this, couldn't have done it. Amen. Probably wouldn't have been able to do it. Amen. Do you understand? Amen. I hope you, is this making sense to you all? Amen. All right. So he says, bring me another jar. To the mother says, and the children said, there's no more, mama. Verse 7. When she told the man of God what had happened, he said to her, now watch what happens. Now sell the olive oil and pay your debts, and you and your sons can live on what is left over. I'm putting you and your children into early retirement. You don't need to work. You got money to live by.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane's certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any commercial